Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 27. We will be starting in verse 27 and ending this chapter on verse 44. A fun fact. This book is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, because it covers 30 to 35 historical years of the disciples and the birth of the first generation church, starting right after Jesus' heavenly ascension. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the holy text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 27, about midnight on the 14th night of the storm, as we were being driven across the Sea of Adria, the sailors sensed land was near. They dropped a weighted line and found that the water was 120 feet deep. But a little later they measured again and found it was only 90 feet deep. At this rate they were afraid we would soon be driven against the rocks along the shore, so they threw out four anchors from the back of the ship and prayed for daylight. Then the sailors tried to abandon the ship. They lowered the lifeboat as though they were going to put out anchors from the front of the ship. But Paul said to the commanding officer and the soldiers, "You will all die unless the sailors stay aboard." So the soldiers cut the ropes to the lifeboat and let it drift away. Just as day was dawning, Paul urged everyone to eat. "You have been so worried that you haven't touched food for 2 weeks," he said. "Please eat something now for your own good, for not a hair of your heads will perish." Then he took some bread, gave thanks to God before them all, and broke off a piece and ate it. Then everyone was encouraged and began to eat, all 276 of us who were on board. After eating, the crew lightened the ship further by throwing the cargo of wheat overboard. When morning dawned, they didn't recognize the coastline, but they saw a bay with a beach and wondered if they could get to shore by running the ship aground. So they cut off the anchors and left them in the sea. Then they lowered the rudders, raised the foresail, and headed toward shore. But they hit a shoal and ran the ship aground too soon. The bow of the ship stuck fast, while the stern was repeatedly smashed by the force of the waves and began to break apart. The soldiers wanted to kill the prisoners to make sure they didn't swim ashore and escape. But the commanding officer wanted to spare Paul, so he didn't let them carry out their plan. Then he ordered all who could swim to jump overboard first and make for land. The others held on to planks or debris from the broken ship. So everyone escaped safely to shore. Once again, that was Acts chapter 27 verses 27 through 44 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Having strong faith in God often brings great respect from others. Take note of this. Paul was not a sailor or commanding officer, he was a prisoner, yet he was giving advice and people were following it. His confidence and trust in the Lord, in the midst of the storm, gained him respect from the entire ship. Paul was a slave of Christ, which is true freedom. His absolute trust in the Lord gave him confidence and gained him respect from many others. Has your faith and integrity grown respect from other people? Of course, some people will not respect us if we have strong faith. Some people will despise us for being outspoken and trusting God. Some people envy those who can be calm in the storm and have peace in the chaos. But others will be drawn in, and that is our chance to tell them about our source of strength and peace. Paul led the entire ship in prayer around a meal. Opportunities will arise as we are faithful. Here is a thought-provoking question to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you use any attention given to you to point people to Christ? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.